Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the last weekend before Christmas, so our final segment today is for those who leave their holiday shopping and planning until the last minute, like me. So if you're really hoping to avoid to resort the frantic online shopping, and it won't get here in time, by the way, you're in luck. There are some really good markets around town this weekend. We know about some of them, and we have created a map, which you can see on our show page. Just go to WNYC.org and click on the Brian Lehrer Show. But we want to hear more about this unique shopping option. Give us a call if you know about any holiday markets this weekend. We're talking about craft fairs, holiday street fairs, those kinds of things. Give us a call, 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. Or you can post a comment at WNYC.org. One such market happening this weekend is the New Amsterdam Market. It's located right by the South Street Seaport. They've been holding these markets each month for the last few months, and the last one of the year is on Sunday. They've collected about 100 local food purveyors of all kinds to come set up booths and hawk their substantially produced local food products. There's cheese, oysters, bread, veggies, ice cream, meat, kimchi, wool, wine, lots of food, gifts. The list goes on and on. And joining me to give you the details about this weekend's event and tell us about the market's long-term goals is the director of the New Amsterdam Market, Robert LaValva. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm getting hungry just talking about all of this. All right, so let's talk about the details. Where, when, and what will people find at the New Amsterdam Market?
So the market is this Sunday, December 20th. We're actually calling it a winter market for the day because it's the welcoming of the winter season and of the holiday season. And it takes place on South Street between Beekman Street and Peck Slip. So it's right there in the South Street Seaport neighborhood, right on the East River waterfront. And it goes on. It starts at 11 and goes till 4 p.m.
This is my old hood. My parents live right down there to this day. And I understand from them that you can chow down as you shop, right? You can eat lobster rolls and things like that, oysters and pork sandwiches?
Yes, because the market is a regional food market, and while we have, of course, farmers and purveyors of every type who are specializing, small businesses specializing in bringing in regional goods, we've also always had a few chefs or caterers or what have you who are preparing great seasonal fare made with these same regional foods.
And even ice cream, which I always think is crazy in the winter, but apparently
right.
The Russians do it. And my friends tell me that it's really fantastic to eat ice cream in really cold weather.
Yeah, we've seen the ice cream is one of the popular stalls at the market, no matter what the weather. And this ice cream in particular, which comes from the Bent Spoon in Princeton, New Jersey, is especially relevant to our cause because nearly everything in the ice cream is sourced from regional farms, and it's also very much of the season. The owner, Gabrielle Carbone, always manages to find great seasonal flavors to put into the ice creams that she makes.
Yeah, and let's say a little bit more about the underlying purpose. It's not just about buying really good local food and maybe getting some gifts at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But you're trying to revive the whole notion of the public market. Tell us a little bit more about your mission, you know, sort of the cultural, civic community notion of it.
Right. Well, a project like a market is, of course, has a multifaceted mission because we're interested in supporting regional agriculture. We're interested in reviving a certain notion of a civic public space that was actually once very prevalent here in New York. One of the things that's interested me as I worked on the project is people always, when I describe the market to them, they'll say, oh, you're trying to create a European market or an old world market. And in a sense, that's true, but we don't need to even look beyond our own shores to find that in New York City and many other U.S. cities, there was once a thriving culture of these public marketplaces, which were civic because they were owned by the city, but where many small merchants would set up. And that atmosphere of small businesses all under one roof is what created the sense of the market that we're trying to re-evoke, give it with a new relevant mission, which is to support and sustain regional and local food production.
And again, we're going to put the map up on our show page, and folks can check out the location for your market, the New Amsterdam mm-hmm. market, as well as any others. Anyone who wants to add to our list can call 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or send us a post at WMYC.org. We do know of a couple others. There is Kwanzaa Spirits 2009, which is going to be at the American Museum of Natural History. Isn't that interesting? And that event is going to be located in the Milstein Hall of Ocean Life on December 27th. That's also on Sunday. That's fascinating. Which is going to be a cultural festival of African American. And there will also be music and dance, but crafts, which some people may want to give as gifts as well. It's designed also to be a community market space, which is fascinating. And I want to ask you also about your connection to City Harvest. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, Robert.
Sure. Well, we began working with City Harvest at our last market, the one just prior to Thanksgiving, where we had a stall or a booth set up for City Harvest to accept donations all throughout the market, and as well as at the market closing when vendors would bring items to them. And that it's a great beginning, hopefully the beginning of a long relationship, because obviously we are keeping in mind that there are many people who can't afford to eat or afford to buy good ingredients or good food, and everyone needs to play their part. At this particular market, the Heartland Brewery, we're working with Heartland Brewery. They're setting up a space within the market to sell wassail, which is a hot mulled spice ale, a traditional holiday drink. And all proceeds of that will go to benefit City Harvest. And as well, we'll have an area within the market where, again, anyone going to the market can bring food donations to City Harvest as well.
That's terrific. And we also have a post here, a comment. B in Tribeca suggests pop-up store of pop music. The Archive of Contemporary Music has a fundraising and semi-annual record and CD sale this weekend. Lots of vinyl LPs. All right, well, that appeals to this old girl. CDs, books, videos, DVDs, and even vintage clothes at amazing prices. And the Archive of Contemporary Music is located at 54 White Street between Church and Broadway, a couple of blocks south of Canal. It's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 6 p.m. Bring the family, tell your friends, and of course we'll pop that onto our map on our show page. And you could even probably do both the New Amsterdam Market. I'm giving a little of my New York walking knowledge. You could walk probably from the one event to the other. So check out our map on the show page. And let me ask you about this home baking pavilion, Robert. What's that about?
Well, that's an area that within the market that is being sponsored in part by a company in Vermont called the Vermont Butter and Cheese Creamery. They make excellent butter using milk from regional cows, of course. And we wanted to create an area where, because of the holiday season, you would be able to find many of the things you need for home baking, great fresh eggs and a variety of flours, and we're very excited about that. A lot of flours that are grown and milled by various cooperatives in the Finger Lakes region in New York State, sort of reviving the availability or the birth of this kind of food production in that area. And there'll be pastry flour and wheat flour and so on for all your needs, as well as things like nuts and spices and things that we don't normally have at the market because they're not from here, but that relate to the season and to the holiday baking spirit. And we want to encourage people to be making cakes and cookies at home for the holidays. So that would be a great place.
And great for kids, I think,
to
learn about how things are created from scratch. Let me take a quick call. Abby in Brooklyn. Joanne in Brooklyn. You're on WMYC.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. So I wanted to talk to you guys about Greenpoint Food Market, which is happening tomorrow from noon to 5 at inside a church in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Give us the address quickly. We're tight on time.
It's 129 Russell Street between Nassau and Driggs.
Wonderful. And we will add that to our map. Thank you so much, Joanne. And I want to say a very big thank you to our guest, Robert LaValva, director of New Amsterdam Market on South Street between Beekman and Peck. You can go to our map and check it out. I'm Jamie Floyd. Brian will be back on Monday. Have a terrific weekend.